Blog Talk Radio.
That burns in the people that you have recreated and made in the image of your beautiful son, Jesus the Christ. Praise the Lord. Yes, indeed. And welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. There is no other God. So what y'all looking for? There's no other God out there. There is one creator, loving, precious, giving and kind. So now is the time, y'all, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And what can I say? His precious, his beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, y'all. He's our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Holy Redeemer, Jesus the Christ, right here on this fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, and unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, y'all. The only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and most of all to our beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope in life for this dark, lost, and dying world that you and I are living in, because we have Holy Spirit God in us. We have God's eternal word, and we have Father God covering us with his very right hand. Blessings to each and every one of you all. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music, Lord have mercy, Jesus, that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, fire, fire is the gospel experience that will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus Christ, because God is not a respecter of person. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration and nutrition and reflection from the book of Deuteronomy. Old Testament book has just been in my spirit. Deuteronomy's got so much power for us to digest and regurgitate through our whole mental processes to get deep down in our hearts and in our souls. And we hear our great and mighty God speaking to the children of Israel, making his present appeal to turn to him over your heart. Turn over to him our mind. Turn over to him our soul. Back to him. Then they, like us, will receive great and precious promises from his loving hand. The proof of their and our repentance will be seen by their and our obedience to all of his holy, written word. Amen. We're going to be talking about heart and soul, because that's where my spirit has been led to for the past few programs on this Fire Gospel Experience, talking about what's really going on our inside. Not talking about just some stuff floating around in our heads. No, I'm talking about what's deep down in our very core being, our heart and our soul. Amen. That spirit that God created before we had flesh bodies, that's what I'm talking about. So my special guest, talking about a vibrant young man for Jesus, full of God's word, full of Holy Spirit energy, is here. He's a gospel artist. He's a producer. He's an engineer. He does so many things with urban gospel music. He is the husband of a young, awesome minister, Shamika Banks. Y'all know her. She's been on my show several times. Urban, original, unique gospel music, and they both hitting it up like, I'm going to say, spiritual-led Bonnie and Clyde. That's just how they roll, y'all. Husband and wife. Can't beat that. I love it. I love it. I love it. And then later on in the broadcast, y'all, guess what? We're going to keep this gospel pioneering expedition moving on the front line, on the street level, where we're going to shine our artist spotlight on urban gospel hip-hop artist, man of God, Darius Youngster, Todd Freeman, better known and also known as Millionaire Stunner. He's here, and he's going to be breaking it down for real, for real. We're going to just let the millennials up in here, y'all. We're going to let them take over the stage, the platform. We're going to handle the microphone. We're going to step back, and we're going to all get our praise on. I'm going to say this, too, before we get this Fire Gospel Experience on. So many of the church folks that are so stuck in traditions, they worried about the young folks coming up in there and changing things and making it just like the world. Well, I'm going to say this, because listen, church heads, old heads, guess what? If Jesus don't come back, guess who's going to be running the church? You and I are going to be on our way to glory. We're going to be sitting at the back of the church somewhere doing our thing, relaxing, letting the other generations run the church. And that's just who's going to be in it. So if we fight against them and act like what they are bringing to Jesus ain't about nothing, we're going to find ourselves on the outside looking in when we're in our elder years, because they are going to be the pastors, leaders, teachers. They're going to be the ushers, and they can run my ushers to a room where we can't even really get our praise on. So we don't want that. So remember what it was like when we first came into the church. I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. Yeah, so let's remember that they are in the body of Christ just like we are. So we're going to take this gospel, yes indeed, we're going to take this straight to the streets, y'all. We've already had prayer, and I'm just so thankful that Holy Spirit God is leading the offensive charge to make Jesus Christ known. We bless your name, Holy Spirit God. We give you thanks. We honor you. We lift you up high. Thank you for lighting the fuse that's going to set this internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire. Yes, indeed. You have been officially warned to get your sanctified praise on. Hallelujah. Do it. Do it. Just so that you know, there's no need to try to add on to what our Lord Jesus has already accomplished on the cross. When he came, he lived, he taught, he preached, and then he suffered the penalty that should have come to you and I, that we inherited from Adam and Eve, our original forefather and foremother. You say, I'm a good person, Brother Ryan. I ain't never robbed nobody. I ain't never beat nobody up. I don't cuss, and I like animals and old people. Yeah, but we inherited sin. It's sort of like a sin-stated DNA. So we need the forgiveness that Jesus came, and that's the finished work that my special guest, man of God, coming all the way from Washington, D.C., but now has made a big move over to North Carolina, Greenville in particular. He's a born again, born and raised in D.C., Washington, born again man of God. He's the only child of Edward and Anita Banks. He's a man of God's purpose, business owner, as well as preaching and teaching man of God. And can I say, y'all just heard him rapping gospel, urban rap, doing his thing, y'all. So he's well equipped. And I'm super excited to have this man of God here because I put out the call for the brothers to show up. And yes, indeed, here's a man of God that's going to tell it like it is, just the way Jesus and Holy Spirit God and Father God would want him to do. So without any further ado, my special guest, man of God, gospel artist, husband, father, business owner, and born-again preacher, teacher, Aaron Banks is here on Fire, the Gospel Experience. Welcome, man of God. Welcome to Fire, the Gospel Experience. We're going to praise him up in here, Doc. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing wonderful, man. I'm telling you, he just got me fired up. I feel like Tyson coming out of the dressing room, man. That finished work of Jesus. And, man, just your words of encouragement. I'm standing up. Look, I was sitting down wrong at first, but now I'm standing up. I feel like my pastor always said, I feel like he done made me want to slap a bed and start a fight. I heard that thing going, it's so beautiful. I'm like,
that's how we roll.
Man, I'm excited
to
be here. Yeah, I see, man. You got me lit over here, man. I'm up here in my studio in Greenville. I ain't even sitting down no more, Ron. I'm standing up. I'm so lit, man, just because you're a powerful man ministry. Yeah, I'm happy to be here today.
Thank you. Thank you, man of God.
Yes, sir.
We have kindred spirits in that regard because I have been blessed to be introduced to your anointed and very beautiful wife, spiritually beautiful, physically beautiful wife. I love the fact that a man of God and a woman of God has brought their ministry together, brought their marriages together to do amazing things for Jesus Christ. And then she said, you know what? I think you need to bring my husband on. And then I started doing my research, spiritual investigation. I saw you doing your thing on Facebook Live. I love your vibrancy, man. I love your energy, and I love your correctness when you're presenting the Word of God because that is so crucial. There's a lot of people on Facebook now. I mean, the pandemic has pulled people up off the couch, and everybody's a preacher now, and I'm not knocking nobody. But there are some that have been very dutiful to do what they're doing, and then there are some that have been called and anointed to do what they're doing. And I'm just going to leave that right there. So, man of God, if you would please kindly just introduce yourself to the listening audience to from whatever season in life you want to start, and then we're going to get on with this spiritual conversation that God has given us the privilege to have.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. First of all, I want to just say something about what you said about the wonderful glory that God has given me and my wife, Shamika Banks, man. She is, man, the glue that completes me. And you said it, that we are the spiritual body of Christ. Matter of fact, that's a song on our new album. But, yeah, man, I tell you, man, I've been born again since 91. Man, I started this journey back in 91, man. I've been in this thing for probably 30-plus years. I'm 54 now. Mm-hmm. And I'm just grateful to God because I watched the whole entire, as I look back, you know, God spoke to me probably about some months ago about looking back. And, you know, God delivered me, man, from a life of crack cocaine, drugs, and alcohol. I grew up in the streets of Drew PC. And, man, I was, you know, fellowship at the ministry that was there. As a matter of fact, you might have heard of the ministry. It was global. At one time, Save the Sea, you know, with Dr. Shine and Dr. Didi. You know, and I went through this process where I tried to continue to overcome, you know, drugs on my own. But, little did I know, the scripture says that the weapons of our warfare are not the flesh. We walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, but the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. So, you know, I had to get a revelation
that's right.
If I was going to overcome anything, then it was going to have to go through God. And that would be me studying the Word of God, receiving the Spirit of God, and so forth and so on, and begin the manifestation, such as the illustration that you had shared a couple of days ago with the water, you know, being God and purifying us as we pour it in, you know. So with that being said, mm-hmm. yeah, I'm the CEO and owner of Studio Praise, which I started here in North Carolina back in 2007. And, man, it was started up to be a music ministry. Initially, when I heard the word Christian rap, I thought it was of the devil. I said, man, that's, you can't do that. You know, like you were saying, old folks, say, I was saying that too. And here I am. I don't know hundreds of songs now. But when I initially started, man, I was like, you can't do that. But then God gave me a revelation because I became a youth pastor. And in that teaching through Willie George Ministry, they separated the two, gospel and music. And I got a revelation that the gospel is the good news about a king and his kingdom. Music is a collaboration of sound and tone to flow together with perfect continuity. Now, you can put negative words or doctrine, which is the gospel, with music. Music in and by itself was created to glorify God and for us to enjoy. So it doesn't have no DNA. So with that being said, that's what got me into Christian hip-hop, because I didn't understand that at first till God showed it to me. So anyway, with that being said, of course I'm an author. My wife is actually birthing that in me. You know, she's on her third book. And I mean, like I said, she's just been a blessing to me as well. I'm blessed to be at the church. I'm over here. I serve at a church, man, under the pastors Anthony and Krista Jones over here at New Life World Outreach Center in Snow Hill, North Carolina. And man, I'm telling you, man, I'm just grateful to do what it is God has called me to do. As I prayed earlier, you know, I always pray that, you know, God be glorified. So the music, the writing of books, again, you said being a father. I just became a father. I got a 3-year-old. So that, man, is a journey and experience all by itself. Yeah, I got Aaron Jr. And, I'm grateful for just what God has allowed me to do. Me and my family just moved here. And it was supernatural. You know, God did everything, you know, and utilized the grace in the earth, you know, the resources that he had available. And, I mean, she can tell you it was sweatless, you know, and we just blessed
her. Yeah.
So, I mean, I could go on and on about this and that, but to be honest with you, man, it's all about God. It's all what he did and he allowed me to be a part of, and even meeting you.
Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you, man of God, you are not the only one, and I'm not telling you something that you don't already know. There have been many of us that have indulged in self-medication, substances, alcohol, so many different things. That's why we on fire, though. See, God, in his wisdom, he said, okay, I'm going to let you go your way because I gave you free will. I gave you the ability to choose.
Mm-hmm.
But God is saying, I'm not even going to let you ruin your purpose and destiny that I created you for. I'm going to let you go your way. You're going to get some bumps and bruises. Mm-hmm. You're going to lose some skin off of your rebellious behind. But then that seed that was planted in us at some point in our life, the Bible declares that when we plant a seed in a child, if we train up a child the way that he should go, not the way that he want to go, but the way that God wants him to go, when he is older, he will not forget. See, we could not lose ourselves because it was destined for us to do what we're doing now, man of God. So I'm grateful for you knowing what your calling is.
Yes,
but
sir,
here's the
sir.
Thing,
you
man of God.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, man of God. There are men out there that may be coming to church, but have not yet fully found their niche, fully found their position in the body of Christ. What words of encouragement and direction can you give to the men that are saved, but still have not fully connected with their calling? How would you give them some guidance, Minister Banks?
Man, I start by saying this, to piggyback on what you said. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, many of the plans of a man's heart, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. Not my will. So now, they got a call, and they're coming to the in the body of Christ. The Word of God also says in 1 John 1 and 9 that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. Now, that is the key part of it. To cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In that passage of scripture, it's just God saying, I won't leave you like you were. So God is obligated by our approach. So the Lord, the Word of God, teaches us to seek and you'll find. Knock and the door should be open. And ask and it should be given. So we have an obligation, based on God's word, to seek after. I can come into church all I want, sit down, and have some idea of calling. But there's a pursuit that must come from the man's heart. That's why the Lord actually put the tree in the garden. It was the, and even though we gave him freedom, free will, it was still to test his heart. So it's really the heart of man that has to have a desire or passion. But what I can tell you for me, this is what works for me and has worked, even through the struggle with the drugs, the alcohol, the perversion, all the things that God calls me to come through and overcome, is what I call the Psalms 91 lifestyle. You need to practice the Psalms 91 lifestyle. The Psalms 91 lifestyle clearly tells you that if you'll come into God's presence and you'll spend time there, this is where you are empowered from by the spirit of might in your inner man. So it's going to take a pursuit of intimacy. And just like I continue to think about going back to that that illustration I did, somehow or another, a man of God is going to have to pursue and desire God's will. Like Jesus said, if you love me, you'll be. And not, you know, if
That's
you
right.
think about me. So it's a it's a desire. It's something that you have to cultivate. But I can tell you this, God has to help you with that. He has to help you with that. So I would say, if I could give a word of advice to any man who have an idea or believes he's called, you're going to have to go into a consecration, a separation, and a saturation. That simply means turn off the TV, separate from friends. You're going to have to get your Bible out. You're going to have to go into that closet. You're going to have to seek God. You're going to have to praise God, put on some music. You're going to have to cultivate an environment of saturation where your ears are open, your eyes are open, your understanding is enlightened so that you will be endowed by the Spirit of God. Because remember, God is a spirit. A lot of us are living from the outside in, but we need to learn to live from the inside out. So we have to put ourselves in a position that we, like my pastor said today in the sermon, we talk spirit to spirit, not flesh to spirit, because they that are the flesh cannot please God. But we have to live from the spirit. So with simplicity, without getting deep, I would say to any man of God, read Psalms 91. That entire passage of scripture and all the promises that come with it are based on the first two verses. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall remain under the protection of the Almighty. He will begin to say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress. In him I trust. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. And under his feathers and wings shall I trust. His word shall be my truth and buckler. You have to do that on purpose. You have to dwell. It's a dwelling. It's just like you live in your house. You go there and you interact with your family and you do things. The ministry starts at home. But you, on purpose, man of God, have to go and dwell in the presence of the Lord. You have to do that on purpose. And if you do that, that's seeking the kingdom first. And all the scriptures that talk about putting God first, that nature will cause the effect. But it begins in that place. And for me, that's something that I know God has taught me over the years, and I share with other men of God, that it's going to take your approaching, seeking, being intimate, studying, reading, saturating. See,
the world and the enemy
is fighting for our attention with distractions and all these things that come to deter us from God. This is what Pastor was preaching on today on a lesson called Clear to Hear. See, we got too many distractions going on. Even some of the social media stuff. The image we present up on social media is not the real us, because the real us wouldn't even be up there because it's out there doing what the real God called us to do. So with that being said, the platform would only be used for advancing the kingdom. So with that being said, if I can say something with simplicity, men of God, hear me. You must practice the Psalms 91 lifestyle. Go read and meditate on that scripture day and night. And remember, you must become a dweller. You know, we dwelt in the streets.
Sir.
We dwelt in the hood.
So
we dwelt in the liquor store. We dwelt in these other places. Go and dwell in the presence of God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Sit still and let the word of God saturate your entire total being. Because what man of God, Minister Aaron Banks, he's just telling you about Psalms 91, and the beautiful part about it is he said that you shall not be afraid by the terror by night, nor by the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. Because when we do what man of God Aaron Banks just told us to do,
that puts a target on us, because now the enemy know you're not just a church attendant, but you are a valid worshiper, and you are a warrior for the Lord God. So don't be afraid, because that's part of being called. We just have to prepare people, man of God, Minister Banks, and let them know that just because you say that don't mean God is going to remove all your problems. The devil is going to bring you problems. God is going to allow it because he wants to see how faithful we are going to be to him. How else are we going to earn this wonderful reward that God has in store for us? Not just in heaven, but the Bible declares he's going to bless us right now, right here in the presence, guess what, of our enemies.
Amen. Amen.
The gospel experience.
Yes, sir.
And man of God, Aaron Banks, is basically saying he wants y'all to just rise up.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh.
It's so sad, it is a trend. How we selfish, always playing with his people suffering. Get that chip up off your shoulder, see inspect when it's a boulder. We've been down for way too long, time to rectify our wrongs. Steady searching for that meal while they starving and it's real. Time to get up out that bed, stop living like you did. Time to do what Jesus did, get that mess up out your head. It's destruction everywhere, stay focused, say your prayers. Instead of claiming it's not fair, we can change it if we care. But we too stuck on ourselves. Take some time to help. It's the calling on your name, but you gotta see the same. Shake that devil, shake that shame. Let God erase all the pain. Temporary while we here, it's a warfare battlefield. And we wrestle not with flesh. Time to rise up and get dressed. Spiritual armor.
Rise up, we ain't giving in no more. We been lost with no hope. We gon' conquer now. Sitting down at home, rise up, take a stand, get your faith up on the shelf. Stop making them excuses when it's not about your health. Show the world we the light, we illuminating bright. We the head, not to tell us about that blood from them nails. Be courageous, very strong, gotta keep it going on. We be musing on the truth, meditation's what it's called. Be the one, renew your mind, don't get caught up, left behind. Lose your life for the Lord, and that's what you will find.
Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out the workers into the harvest field.
Rise up, we ain't giving in no more. We been lost with no hope. We gon' conquer now.
Supposed to be both. God has given us the Holy Spirit, and the word says once he comes, all power will be on you to empower you to preach the gospel to the nation. Like God told Joshua, be strong and very courageous. We're supposed to be bold. It's time to rise up.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
I'm trying to tell you, Fire, the gospel experience is your evangelistic outreach ministry, because that's what we do right here. And man of God, Aaron Banks, rising up. He's just telling us to rise up, and I'm going to stay with Psalms 91, because before the music break, I said, you know, we don't have to be afraid, because the word of God tells us that 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. So I'm trying to tell y'all, man of God, you gave us a strong word of encouragement and knowledge to let us know that it's about stepping up to the plate and doing what God calls you to do. Because I'm a firm believer that God will put in our spirit what it is that he wants us to do, because that thing won't go away. It'll stay with us. We'll see it. We'll feel it. And we'll start knowing that, you know what, I need to be over here doing this, this, and this. Ain't that right, man of God?
Amen. 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 You got it right. Yeah, definitely, man. That Psalms 91 lifestyle is amazing. You know, I'm sitting there looking at it, and, you know, like I said, the key verse is the 1 and 2, and it says, he that dwelleth, he that dwelleth. That's the key. That is an action. That is something that my heart decides on its own. He that dwelleth, we go to work, we dwell there. We get in our car, we dwell there. We go home, we dwell there. That's a choice. These places that we dwell are places that we have chosen to for whatever significant reason. The word of God says in Psalms 91:1, that he, you, whoever, that dwelleth in the secret place. What is that? That is privacy. That is an intimacy. I'll tell you this right now. Jesus, the word of God said this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This one right here is ooh, Jesus. The word of God says,
come on.
It says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, the despising the shame. Now, that is simply saying that whatever Jesus did, you and I as followers, men of God who have called us or believe we have called us, you should be following him. What did he do? Find out what he did. Here's one thing I can tell you about Jesus based on this scripture right here. Jesus never prayed with his disciples. Come on, listen. Jesus, in the history, in the record of scripture, Jesus always went off by himself to a secret place to pray. He never prayed with them. When they asked him, why couldn't we cast out the devil or that boy, he said, because of your unbelief. Not, it said, this kind of
right.
About out by fasting and prayer. It wasn't talking about you fast and pray to cast out the devil. Fasting and prayer casts out unbelief from you. So with that being said,
that's right.
Whenever Jesus did any prayer, it was personal. It was him and his father alone. He went off to pray.
Yeah.
Look at scripture. All throughout scripture, there's no record. And again, the only thing they ever asked Jesus to teach them in scripture, not to lay hands, not to raise the dead, but was to what? Pray. So this scripture right here is so profound because it represents a private prayer life. This is where you and God, based on scripture, when he talked to Peter, he said, who do men say I am? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter. The flesh and blood didn't tell you that, but my Father which is in heaven. Upon that revelation will I build my church. That simply means that God wants to speak to you privately, but
come
you
got
to go dwell in that place to hear. So that's what this is talking about. This whole thing is about separating yourself like Jesus, who we are to look to, who is the author and finisher of our faith, did, lived as a lifestyle. Jesus would go away and pray and come back to the disciples, and they would see him do this over and over. So therefore, like Miles Rosa, I heard a teaching from him. He said they never asked him to teach them anything but to pray. Why? Because they would see him go off for an hour. He, the scripture says he got up very early, like 2 to 3 hours in the morning, spent time with God. What was he doing? Going to get power for the assignment that day.
Power.
He would go and touch a man and shake it, and the man would be healed. So that lets
that's
you know
right.
That the prayer, the secret life, the dwelling is more important than anything else that you can do. And if you don't have this like that, you won't possess the power to do anything else.
Amen. So what I just heard you say, man of God,
just heard you say, man of God, is prayer is the connection.
Locking pad.
It's how you get plugged into the power. Prayer is how you get plugged into the power. Amen.
Yep.
Goes right there.
Amen. That's
Amen.
It. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, without that, go ahead.
No, without that, what?
I'm listening. Without that, there's no, see, faith is what you do as a result of what you believe. God told me this one time, why pray if you don't believe I hear you? Why?
Don't
why
move.
Would you pray? Why do you pray to an unseen God if you don't believe he hears you? So prayer is a launching pad of faith. So if I was to pray in a secret place, then I must have an expectation to be answered. Or the other thing that I think we overlook with prayer is we pray and we don't wait to hear what is said based on our prayer. So we just tell God a bunch of stuff. God, this is a two-way communication. Jesus and God talked about what would happen the day. You're going to see a boy. You're going to see a woman with an issue. You're going to see these things. See, this lifestyle gives us the dominance in which you said Adam and Eve, our fathers, they gave us the dominion in the earth. We gave it away when we sinned against them. But this lifestyle, Father and his creation or his child, is God's initial intent for mankind. But we got away from it and got deceived, and we got contaminated by a bunch of doctrines that are not the will of God. So anyway, with all that being said, this is the most important thing that we have to do. We have to find a time to spend with God. And I encourage you to do it before you do anything. Some of us can't do that, but I'm encouraging. Like, I just moved here to Greenville. I do like Abraham and I do like Jacob and them do. Every time I move, I build an altar. Every time.
Amen.
I don't care if I was in an apartment, I was in a house. Listen, hey, Rob. As my wife, she knows me now. Whenever we move, there's a separate place that I give God. And that's where I go, get my power, and I walk out that room with the gray beard like Moses. They say, okay, we know what's up. But you got to have that.
Amen.
Well, go ahead, Ron, because I'm a minister, so I can, man, you get me started, I can go.
I already know that. That's why we brought you here, so you can go. I told you, if you feel like you need to continue on, it's no problem for us to schedule another program so that you can get it all out. However long it takes, I'm a very patient man. We are here to receive the word that God gave you so that we can be better at what we are trying to do, and let's be just like Jesus Christ. I would like to address a comment in the body of Christ, particularly in our African-American community, so that we can get the word of God straight. I have heard this scripture misquoted so many times. I've even heard nationally known ministers that I'm not going to call because I'm not trying to bring them down or cast aspersion on their name or anything like that. But in Revelation 1 and 14, this scripture has been terribly misinterpreted. It says his head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. I have heard people misquote this and say his head and his hair were like wool. And they are trying people in the black community and African-American community are trying to say that this is proof that his hair was just like ours, like wool.
But what they're missing is
it's not the emphasis on the texture. It's the emphasis on the white, which represents an aged one, which actually represents wisdom. That scripture is saying his head and his hairs were white like wool, meaning it was symbolic, speaking about his wisdom. And the proof is, it reiterates it. It says, as white as snow. And then if that was the true man of God, if you want to make that a physical attribute instead of something symbolic of his nature, which is wisdom in this case, white, then it says his eyes were as a flame of fire. So what are we saying? That our Lord Jesus, because that's who this is talking about in Revelation, had bloodshot eyes? No.
Mm-hmm.
It's talking about his flame of fire. His eyes were his penetrating, all-seeing eyes. Amen, man of God. Can you speak on that scripture
Amen.
For us to help our African-American community get it right and stop misquoting scriptures?
I'm glad you asked me this. I'm like, just to play it back, I'm glad you asked. Okay, so first of all, God is a spirit. And they didn't worship him, must worship God in spirit and truth. That eliminates color. Right there. Right there. Color's out of the park. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. He is not black. He is not white. He's not purple. He's not pink. Concerning this scripture, John was in the spirit. So you can't pull a natural revelation into a natural understanding. See,
That's right.
Changed the game for me. I was studying it. Do you physically think Jesus was on the earth? He said, I was carried away when he began talking about revelation, and I saw things.
Yeah.
So this has nothing to do with the black man. It has nothing to do
with none of that.
But again, the word of God says that natural man receiveth not the things of God, neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned. So the word of God in the Bible is a spiritual book. It is not. It does not communicate to the flesh or the carnal nature, period. It's talking to the inner man, the spirit man, based on the word, and this is talking about a kingdom that is in the earth and in heaven that is expanding based on you and I as a servant doing what we're supposed to do. But
come on.
This scripture right here, his head and his hairs were white. This is John talking about what he saw in a vision. So how can it be talking
about
a physical black man? So that's what
that's
is
right.
the error.
Thank you.
But that's why I said what I said first, that he's a spirit. I was in a bookstore not too long ago, and I was looking for children books for my son. And I encountered a Caucasian lady, and as she was helping me at Barnes & Noble, she said, I was looking for some certain books. She said, yeah, it would be a nice thing to have more books, you know, for color kids. And when she said that, I looked at her and I said, you know, she was trying to locate me, or she was trying to relate to me, or she was trying in her best to make me feel good.
I got you.
They need color books. And see, me, I was in color. I ain't never been into racism or none of that. See, I'm a spirit being.
That none of that.
Body that has a soul, which consists of my mind, will, emotions, intellect, and imagination. See, I'm a whole different person. See, I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. So I don't hate the reasoning or the nature of the flesh that most people do as a believer. I'm the real deal. So with that being said,
absolutely.
The scripture says that he's a spirit. God is a spirit. Now, if you're black, if you're white, if you're green, then you must be a spirit to us in there, in spirit and truth. Because if you don't get that, you don't miss it. And everything that most of these religions are pushing is based on the carnal nature. God ain't it.
Come on. You're right. Come on. You're right.
I ain't got to say anything else. God is a spirit. And they, whoever believes they're worshiping in the true God, we believe that Jesus has connected us to that God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's a spirit. You are a spirit that lives in a body, and you have a soul. And God communicates from his spirit to your spirit. It has nothing to do with color your flesh. He does have a diversity that he has a purpose for the flesh and the earth. But that right there has gotten twisted. And this scripture right here has nothing to do with a black man. Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. And this is my concern, and this is why I say this. This is why I say this, man of God, because it just shows our natural propensity for trying to make God in our image so that we can supposedly have some sort of ethnic privilege bias. And this is the same thing that racist white supremacists do.
All
they want to try to make Jesus in their image. With white, it's all carnality. I don't care if it's come from the black side or the white side. They want to make make Jesus pale, white, with blue eyes and blonde hair. And in my mind, I'm totally satisfied. In my mind, I'm totally satisfied with believing by him being of the Jewish heritage and Israeli nationality that he looks just like the people over there that are Jews now. And it doesn't matter because, listen, this is the revelation that I got from man of God, and I want you to share that if you see fit. I would expect Martin Luther King to sacrifice his life for African black people. I would expect Mahatma Gandhi to give his life for Indian people. But that's the nature of man. But the nature of God is I will be of a completely different race and ethnicity than any of the rest of the world, and I will give my life for that race of people just like I would for my own. That's the love of God, which supersedes any human level of love.
because it doesn't matter. And I understand that there has been race issues when it comes to Christianity, but I also understand that if, when studying the Word of God, that the Queen of Sheba has African heritage in her ethnicity. And when she came and visited King Solomon, guess what she did? She took the knowledge of God that she learned from King Solomon and took it back to our African people, because the devil is tricking many people into believing that our Christian faith started with the transatlantic slave trade, which is not true. Because even in the New Testament, Philip rode up on an African eunuch that was the treasurer, and I believe he was also from the country of the Queen of Sheba, and he was studying. He came back to Israel to worship the God that was already introduced to the African people hundreds of years before it was even introduced to the European continent. And I'm going to say that right there, because I've been doing some studying too, my brother, because I want to make sure I got the real deal. Yeah. And guess what? I do.
I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, you should. And, you know, I'm going to back you up. Watch this. The Word of God, like I said, the natural man receiveth not the things of God, neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned. Biblical and faith in Christ is a spiritual matter. So, with
there
that being said,
come on.
One of the things that's overlooked more than anything else is why Jesus came. Jesus actually came to restore the relationship of the Holy Spirit with mankind, in which he lost in the garden. So, with that being said, God communicates, again, to us spirit to spirit. The carnal nature of man has its significance for in the natural realm, but this is a spiritual lifestyle. So, the Word of God says that the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So, with that being said, when the Word, when the Spirit of God came on the day of Pentecost, and the Word of God says from Joel and Acts that he will pour out the Spirit of all flesh, God was giving man, through the representation of a man, which is Jesus in the earth, the opportunity to partake of his spirit so he could override the carnal nature and reasoning of what people have adhered to. And now, because they don't have the Spirit of God, they can't know. What God says, neither can they know it. So that's simply said. So here's the problem. Folk don't have the Holy Spirit, so they can't know truth. The Word of God says also, if you continue in my word, Jesus said it, you'll be my disciple indeed, which means disciplined one, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free from the error, the reasoning, the racism.
Right.
But the connection is the Word, the Holy Spirit. That's why we also always talk about the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. See, these three are one. And this is what keeps you above the legalism, above the reasoning and the carnality and all this stuff. To be honest with you, this is really the first conversation I've had, which is cool to address. But me, well, I don't have this conversation because I don't talk about stuff that has no significance to my spiritual lifestyle. No, I don't deal with it. Why do you call me to deal with that? Like, some people are called to deal with that. I'm called to edify those who want to go higher in the spirit, not those who want to debate over carnality. I ain't calling it.
I got you.
My flock is the folks who want to be moving and shaking in the spirit, who want to rain down fire like Elijah. That's who I'm calling to. I ain't calling to the ones who want to debate, because you know what? God is not into debates. He's into decisions. And I'm done.
Amen. Amen. And I agree with that. And I agree with that, because Paul, he told Timothy to avoid endless, mindless, and unintentional disputing. Yeah, and I understand that. And, but also, too, like you said, we have different functions in the body of Christ. I felt the need, because, see, there's a great falling away, because a lot of people in the African communities are falling back on African religions, because they have been seduced and deceived into believing that Christianity is a white man's religion, that it was used to manipulate us in slavery. But my thing is this. They did manipulate the scriptures when it says, slaves, be obedient to your masters, not understanding that slavery back in the Bible time days was not compared and not equal to what slavery was in this country during those particular times. It was sort of like bond service. Yes, there were slaves that were captured when their nations were conquered, absolutely. But the thing that I have noticed, man of God, is I
have been put in positions where I just want to go on record to state the truth. I don't debate. Once I say what I know to be true, I put it so that they cannot deny that no one ever told me that I didn't know. So I go on record and I back up and leave it alone because I don't have time and any of your desire to stand with somebody that's not even trying to honestly hear what you have to say. They just looking for more ammunition to fire back at you. But listen to this, man of God. Listen to this. Let me share this with you. Because you said so many beautiful spiritual things. I heard this at a 12-step recovery meeting when one of the wise people sitting at the table that have been brought out of a season of great darkness and come to the light and shared with us sitting at that table and told us that we are not natural beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a natural experience. And just like he told Jeremiah, he said, before you were conceived, before you were in the womb, I knew you. So that lets me know that before we became in this flesh existence that we're in now, that we were spiritual beings and we knew God prior to us being born in this world. And we need to understand that. Amen?
Yep. Amen. That's you know, I tell you a simple example to know that. What a proof of deja vu. How do you think you saw, see what you saw? Because you were bidding. And like you said to Jeremiah, before I knew thee, I formed thee in the belly. Before thou came out, I knew thee. I put my words in your mouth. But again, see, it goes back to what I said. We are spirit. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship in the spirit. We are spirits. We have a soul, and we live in a body. And we are, thank you, Holy Spirit, watch this. Whenever the spirit of a man leaves the body, what happens to the body? What happens? If my spirit and your spirit leave our body right now, what would happen?
It's going to lay down. It's going to lay down.
So now watch this. Where's the power and the significance of the thing laying on the ground? See, without the spirit, it can't even move. See, I was teaching on something recently, and I shared about the flesh. I did this. Oh, man, I'm going to share it with you, Ron. I'm going to share it to you. I did a little skit. You got to see it's funny. Flesh versus spirit. My flesh man talking to my spirit. And my spirit man said, you know what? You ain't nothing to my flesh. You ain't nothing but a coat that we hang in the closet. We put you on when we need you. So the world in its carnality, in its unlearned knowledge of spiritual things, they're reasoning and rationalizing with that. But that's the nature of the flesh.
Yeah.
Unregenerated. That's why our gospel teaches that a man must be what? Born again. You can't know the things of God. You won't be enlightened spiritually. That's why you got folk reading Revelation based on a carnal reasoning. Because they're not born again. See, God won't even, the word of God said, the natural man receiveth not the things of God, neither can he know, for they are spiritually discerned. God won't even let you know spiritual things until you come through Christ Jesus and get born again and then get regenerated and then he downloads the Holy Spirit. Then you'll become enlightened of the truth. You'll look at that scripture in Revelation and see the real truth and not the carnal nature that they're trying to bring it to. You can't see it.
Amen.
It's not for you.
Amen.
God has a system. That's why he told me to do is that. You must. I'm going to say it again. You must be born again.
Amen.
If you ain't born again, Mom, listen, I love you. I'll share with you. I'll deal with this and that. But me and you really won't relate because you're going to talk to me based on the carnal nature and fleshly adherence. When I talk the word of God, Jesus said the words that I speak, they are spirit in their life.
Spirit.
I'm going to talk from a kingdom perspective, and the words that I speak into your spirit, they're going to quicken you. This is the difference. We're two different beings.
Yeah.
That's why, last thing I say about this is that's why everybody ain't God's children. Everybody, you believe, everybody say, everybody got to know that. Everybody's God's creation, but unless you get born again, you're not a son. Or doing.
Amen.
So everybody saved and led by the Spirit of God are the sons and daughters of God. I told you it's a spiritual thing. And what the main thing that's missing in our gospel and teaching today is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Nobody's teaching. Nobody's talking about it. He's a person. And he came just like Jesus said, when I go away, I'm going to send another. That means like me. Somebody will be with you to communicate to you the word, the desires of the Father, so you'll come up, so you'll avoid and override this error out here, all this religion and all this carnality. The to say that's not real. That's wrong. That's not the truth.
Amen.
His ministry is being overlooked. Glory to God. I can't even share.
Amen.
And you did share, and you shared power. And I'm going to tell you something. Let me say one more thing to you, a man of God, before I get your final words of wisdom, your final words of wisdom. And that is, it has come to me now that when I say Jesus Christ, I don't say Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I say Jesus the Christ,
mm-hmm.
because Christ is not a name. It's
exactly.
a title. It's the Christos. It's the Christos. It's the anointed one. I say Jesus
the
Christ.
Yeah.
And whenever
it's
I say, and when
anointed.
And whenever I say the Holy Spirit, I don't say the Holy Spirit because he's a person.
He's
I say Holy Spirit God.
Person.
That's just me.
Holy Spirit.
I say Holy
Spirit.
I take the. I know the Bible says the Holy Spirit, but it's been inflected
right.
upon my spirit to refer to Holy Spirit God without the because it makes it more
Amen.
Personal for me. It makes my relationship
right.
with him more attractive and more personal when I give him the same accolades that I give the Father and that I give the Son, because too many people
mm-hmm.
are deceived into only identifying Holy Spirit God as the power and not the person. That's just me. I'm
yeah.
just telling you like how mm-hmm. God is moving in my spirit. Share with us some words
you
of
just,
wisdom, man of God. Go ahead.
Oh, man, I got some words of wisdom for you. Now, I want to share this words of wisdom, and I'm going to talk to you about real quick about four factors. And me and my wife, we're writing a new book called Exposure. And what this book contains are the four factors that affect our core belief and value system. Now, this is for the believer and the non-believer. Everybody on this planet, everybody, believer, non-believer,
everybody.
Black, white, purple, brown, are affected by these four factors. Number one, your environment. Number two, credible authority figures. Number three, repetitious information. And number four, life experiences. Number one, the
mm-hmm.
environment that you live in will affect your core belief and value system. That can be in your car, that can
That's
be in
true.
Your room, where you work, who you hang around. You're going to get some influence from your environment. So now you have the power
mm-hmm.
to decide what environment you want to go in. Number two, credible
mm-hmm.
authority figures. That can be teachers. That can be parents. That can be a friend that you adhere to their words in their teachings or you watch on social media. They are affecting your belief system. Number four, repetitive information. I mean, three, whatever you listen to consistently over and over and over, whether it be music, whether it be TV, whether it be a friend, whether it be some teacher, whatever, it affects your core belief and values. And number four is life experiences. The things that happen to you make the most potent impact on what you truly believe. You go to a soda machine today, you put money in it, and the soda machine doesn't give you money. Every time you see a soda machine after that, you won't touch it. Why? You had a life experience. I just wanted to share that all of us are shaped or affected by these four factors. So we have a new book coming out
Amen.
Called Exposure. So once we finish it, Ron, I'm going to make sure that you get some copies and you can share. But I
Thank
just want to say this. This particular book and these four factors, if a person gets an understanding of these factors that shape your core belief devices, it'll change your life. It's dynamic.
Amen.
It'll
Amen.
Change your life. Because most
Amen.
Of us don't know that we're affected by that. I mean, it's simple as
you
I was on drugs. I was in the environment of drugs. But me, I'm in the environment of believers. So I can't be affected in that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was listening to the drug users. I'm not in the environment. I always see the environment. I listen to the believers. But hey, I was listening to what they said repeatedly, consistently. Go use your car. Rent it out. Go get this. Let's do that. Sell this. Sell that. I was doing that. And then the experiences I was having was every day. So what happened? It caused my belief system to flow in a certain way.
Amen.
So I think
yeah.
that right there for me is the wisdom of God that I've learned
Amen.
About how to govern my life. And that I can control and manipulate those four areas. And if I do, put them in the perspective of the Psalms 91 lifestyle, where I, the
yeah,
Word of God becomes
yeah.
the authority in every area, it'll transform my life.
Amen. Well, that's
yeah,
powerful,
that's
and I'm looking forward to helping you promote this book. I'm looking forward to you. And if a woman of God, Shamika Banks, want to join us, the both of you come on and talk about this book and whatever it is Holy Spirit God puts in your spirit to share
oh, yeah.
with us, we will certainly be blessed.
please, please, please share with us contact information, because after hearing this fire gospel experience broadcast, I'm telling you, you're going to get calls from people that's going to want you to come and preach and teach at their revival, at their conference, or whatever they got going on. Then I want you to share your social media contact so that my listeners will be sure to follow and support you on social media. And then where all of this anointed urban, hip-hop, groovy gospel music can be downloaded, so that even the Bible says the hire is worthy of his hire, that the helper, that the person that's doing the work, the laborer, is worthy of his hire. Yeah. So give us your information, man of God.
Well, I would say most of my contact would be social media. You can look me, my wife, up on YouTube under Studio Space of Space Praise. Everything is under Studio of Praise. You can look at Instagram, Studio Praise, and you can look on Facebook, Studio Praise. Right now, we don't have any music out because we just did a new project, and we've been in the process of moving. So we have a website, but right now we're just rebuilding everything. But I would say to contact or to stay informed on what we're doing with music and or ministry, you can find us at Studio of Praise on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Amen. That's what's up, man of God. You will be blessed. All you need to do, man of God, is just continue to stay faithful, stay in that word, stay rooted and grounded, and let God use you in so many multiple ways that it's going to blow your mind and make you have to go and run tell somebody. Praying for you, praying for your family, praying for your ministry. Let us just continue to pray for one another, and I will look forward to being a part of any way that I can to help build the kingdom of God in your life, and I pray that you do the same for me.
I sure will. Thank you, my brother.
Amen. Man of God, Aaron Banks, y'all. He was right here, and he burned up the whole studio. My God, I got to put it back together. What? Lord Jesus. The man of God brought the word of God, and he was so on fire that I'm going to have some major repair work done to the studio. Lord Jesus, but that's okay. I don't mind. Because God is in the mix. He's going to take care of us. And he was talking about they ain't got no music right now available. I told him before we went live, I said, well, you know, woman of God, Shamika Banks, she sent me music. I've been playing it. I play some of her stuff. He said, man, hold up. I do have some music I can sing. And do you know, before we went live just now, man of God, he boom, shot me them tracks, and I've been playing them, and we ain't through with man of God Aaron Banks just yet. I just want y'all to know. I said Bonnie and Clyde, Spiritual Bonnie and Clyde. Yeah, that's because I was on their page and I saw that they doing their thing with the Spiritual Bonnie and Clyde, because that's what I'm here to do: promote the Lord God Almighty, Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit God, and everybody that's connected with this kingdom building that God is doing through his son Jesus Christ. I'm in it for y'all. I just want y'all to get in touch with me. But right now, let's get our gospel groove on with man of God ministry, Aaron Banks. He's talking about L-O-V-E. And that's what's up, because that's what led our Lord Jesus to die for our sins. That's what led Father God to send Jesus to die for our sins. And that is what motivates Holy Spirit God to put up with us and continue to lead, guide, and cover us. That's right. Talking about love.
We the new music. DJ Super Meek and Double A. Studio of Praise. Misfit coming.
Every time I see you, we be laughing at the love like no one, like no one. Ain't nobody ever stop us like a sun, like a sun. We on top of the world, we be the thunder.
And I know it's gonna last for sure. You the best, baby, yes I know. Already gave you my heart, it's yours. Took it right from the start, I'm sold.
Super me.
When you touch my heart, that's real.
Yeah.
Gave me something I could feel.
I feel you.
Knew a love like this could be so real. And yes, I'm so ecstatic. Your love had resurrected my heart.
It's amazing how you love me like you do. Like my knight in shining armor, illuminated with the truth. And I call you my boo, singing love songs to you. In the presence of a king while I'm wearing your ring. You resurrected my dream. God's blessing to me. He sends a deal with a kiss.
like a thunder. Yeah. We on top of the world, we bring real a thunder.
And I know it's gonna last for sure. You the best, baby, yes, I know. Already gave you my heart, it's yours. Took it right from the start, I'm told.
You the body, my body was even in you. Oh, yeah. It's the boy that you gave us, you know my son who. He's the one that I love and you know him can too. Oh, yeah. We be growing together, your love we into. I must admit you the roses in my garden. Oh. You the one that I need, you get up on it. You be keeping your love, it's in your heart. It. I be needing your taste like a falling. You the sweetie ingredients in my sugar. I'm in love intoxicated like rivers. You be flowing and streaming into my heart. You got that kind of love so unique and set apart. I cannot live in this world without you by my side. I'm taking off like a rocket because you make me glide. I'm on top of the world when you be on the move. Your love is a song to me, my favorite groove.
Hey, baby.
Hey, sweetheart. How you doing?
You know I love you, right?
You know I love you too.
How about we do a song together sharing our love?
Oh, that would be so great. You know how much we love music.
Okay, cool. Yeah, well let's do it then. Alright?
Misfit Music!
Every time I see you, have to wonder. We be laughing at the love like no one, like no one. Can't nobody ever stop us like a thunder.
Yeah.
Thunder. We on top of the world, we bring the thunder.
And I know it's gonna last for sure. You the best, baby, yes I know. Already gave you my heart, it's yours. Took it right from the start, I'm sold.
Every time I see you, have to wonder. We be laughing at the love like no one, like no one. Can't nobody ever stop us like a thunder.
Yeah.
Thunder. We on top of the world, we bring the thunder.
And I know it's gonna last for sure. You the best, baby, yes I know. Already gave you my heart, it's yours. Took it right from the start, I'm sold.
Lord Jesus, that's just special. That's just the love that God has for us. Don't you know that you are blessed? Don't you know that you are called? Don't you know that you are anointed? There is no other person on the earth now, before, or in the future that's like you. That's how special you are. God made you totally unique because he has a totally unique calling, purpose, and destiny for your life. And he's going to work it all out because of his great love. Thank you, man of God. Minister Aaron Banks, that brother, he's just so full of knowledge. He has spent the time, y'all could tell, in studying that word and not just reading it for memorization. He's studying that word so that he can digest it into his personal spiritual DNA. That's what God wants from us, so that we'll be walking, talking, living, breathing epistles of what Jesus came to share, and that's the good news of the gospel. We say, go ahead, man of God, go ahead, do your thing for Jesus. This is the hour of Shine Artist Spotlight, where you gifted and anointed preachers, teachers, ministers, poetic speakers, whatever it is you can do, I want to shine this spotlight on you as an artist for the Lord Jesus Christ. I have a young man that I had the pleasure of meeting at the recent Music Love Awards right here in Little Rock, Arkansas. Over the past weekend, I'm talking about August the 19th and 20th, man, they just turned it all out. And I'm still vibing hot from that gathering, from that fellowship of awards. And we did turn the place into a church. Yes, we did, right there at Four Seasons. Right at Sheraton, we had church. This young man is doing it big, and I just want y'all to hear this Shine Artist Spotlight, man of God, Darius Youngster Freeman, also known as Millionaire Stunner. And we're going to talk about all of that because right now he wants to let us know that there are some tricks of the enemy that we better pay attention to. If we don't, we're going to get burned. And that ain't the fire from the Holy Ghost. It's going to be devilish fire, but there's wisdom in everything that God allows. Come on, man of God, Millionaire Stunner!
Yeah, when you resist the tricks the enemy uses and submit to God instead, the devil has no choice but to get away.
Yeah, we're not strong.
No, I cannot explain.
I've been lost on the road, I can't hold on.
skeletons in my closet. I talk to God about my problems. The Bible bless me with knowledge. Had secrets told by the prophet. This bitch is so with this water. These evil spirits bring problems. The money forces unbothered. Break every chain by my father. And through it all I go harder. Decisions making me smarter. I go to war by my father. Directed by an angel, your God prodigy. Don't go changing faces right now. I get in dark places somehow. God steps in and changed my soul. How? No, I cannot.
Y'all better pay attention to them tricks of the enemy, because he's out there showing up trying to do us great bodily, physical, spiritual harm in any possible way that he can. My special guest for Shine Artist Spotlight, y'all just heard him doing this thing. That's right, that's right. We are taking this gospel to the front line, to your neighborhood, to the streets, because you heard man of God Aaron Banks talking about fear not. Don't you know that there may be a whole bunch of folks falling on one side, and there may be a whole bunch of other folks falling on the other side? But the word of God told us it shall not come nigh thee. Why? Because we are covered. We are blessed. We have Almighty God protecting us with his mighty hand. My special guest, man of God, millionaire stunner. He is a K-Town Rise artist, top influencer of CGTM. He is holy hip-hop artist, O-T-Y, God is greater. Coming from us, straight from the South, y'all. I'm talking about Mahalia, Mississippi. He is that Southern connection for gospel music, doing his thing on the front line. Man of God, millionaire stunner, talking about Darius Youngster Todd Freeman is right here on this fire gospel experience. Let me pull out this spotlight so I can shine it on a brother. Yes, sir. Man of God, welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience, millionaire stunner. How you doing, good brother?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on the show. How you doing out there today?
I'm doing well, man, with your award-winning self, picking up trophies and all kind of stuff over there at the Music Love Awards. Congratulations again, good brother. You deserve it, man, because you got it going on. Like your style, like your flavor,
so
good brother. Amen. Amen. You doing it up there, brother. Let me ask you something, man, God, before we get to this conversation. You talking about you a millionaire stunner. Now, listen, let me tell you something. I grew up in Detroit. So I never forgot my days in my 20s, 30s. I done put on some years now, and I ain't ashamed to say. I've been around for 6 decades now, right? But I haven't forgot what it was like when I was young and I was stunting my own self, even before that was a word that we knew about. But for those that don't know, why don't you break down what it means to be a millionaire stunner?
What it means to be a millionaire stunner is that I am a millionaire in the Lord's eyes. And God blessed me to have this name, to to be unique. Because, you know, other artists that come into the where the Christian genre or anything like that, everybody use their real name. They use their first and their last name. But God blessed me with this unique name to stand out, to draw people in. Because once you hear Mig and Aristotle, you just like, oh, that's a secular name. You know, that's a that's an uncommon name. And then, but once you hear the testimony that come behind it, you just like, oh, okay. And then once you see me and you see the image that God created in me and how I present myself, and then you understand. You see it. You see the afterglow, the aftermath that God blessed me with to be able to have the name. And plus, with the name, it's kind of like speaking itself into existence. So the more I call myself a millionaire, the more it's going to manifest and come to life.
And I believe when you get that $1 million, you ain't going to get messed up about it. You're going to take that $1 million and plus and then use it for the glory of God and use it wisely to be a blessing to other people. I already know that, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm feeling that in my spirit.
Yes, sir.
I'm feeling it in my spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God bless me to have a humble spirit. He blessed me with the humble spirit, and he blessed me to also have a heart to give.
Amen. So, let me ask you this, man of God. Let me ask you this, man of God. Now, you know, I know that there's some resistance with gospel, urban gospel music, and some people feel like, you know, y'all turn the church into a party, and turn it into the club. But what I've noticed, it seems like there is a little bit more of openness to your gospel presentation, even though it's in the form of urban, even though it's in the form of gospel music. Can you see maybe things opening up just a little bit more than compared to maybe when you first started or when you first decided you want to do gospel rap?
Yes. And I say that because everything is changing. Like, the world is changing and different things is happening. And with Christian hip-hop being the way it is, we interact on a secular level. So right now we got the secular artists looking in on the Christian hip-hop artists and looking at how we glorify God. And now y'all starting to notice how the secular industry is start using gospel. They're going to start using, like everybody turning to gospel now. And it's like, it put us in a box to kind of be like, do we accept it? Do we want to work? Are we allowed to work with these artists? Us as Christian hip hop artists, is there going to place us in a category to where we can't do that? Would that be dimming the light on what God has called us to do by accepting the fact that we're working with the secular artists? So it's kind of like, but then in the same sense, you want to sit there in your heart and be like, maybe God is working on them. We don't know what's going on the other side. Maybe God is changing things around in the secular industry. So it's kind of like a question mark that's left up there for us to be like, what should we do at this point?
I feel you on that, because we all know that the record industry is all about making money. And like you said, we don't know the hearts of individuals, because there has been recently DJ Khaled and Beyonce came out with a gospel track. And then we already know Snoop Dogg, he did his thing gospel.
Yep.
And we want to think that, hey, all they're trying to do is reach over here to the church folks and get our money. That may be the case.
Yep.
We don't know. We are not the judge. But I do understand that we need to be cautious, we need to be careful, because I'm a firm believer that after a while, time will tell the story. If they were just doing it for a dollar bill and we don't hear nothing from them, then it's easy to assume that, well, you know what, they wasn't with us, they were just trying to flirt with us, they weren't trying to marry with us, they were just trying to date us, man of God. So I can commend you for doing what you do. Just tell me, how did you get started in this, man of God? What motivated you?
The motivation came behind the fact that I have done other secular music. I have done the trap music. I have done the selling dope music. I have done regular R&B music. I have done it all. And then God is God showed me and broke me down into a state where he gave me an option and to let me know that he blessed me with the gift to be able to have the talent to rap. So
okay,
that's
real talk.
I never did forget in my mind that I was always raised in the church. I brought up in the church, no matter what road I took that led to destruction.
Mm-hmm.
But I always knew that God had a calling for my life. Even though I was running from God, and I didn't want to accept it, I finally God placed me in a situation to where I was about to lose my mind and lose my life in order for me to actually open up my eyes and realize that he kept me here for a purpose. And my purpose is to speak and glorify and to help the next person not go through what I go through or what I've been through in my life, but to help them before before they go down that road of a destruction. So that's why when I do my Christian hip-hop presentations and my songs, I always keep God first in what I'm doing, and I always tell people, my music is my life. Whatever I'm going through is all on the paper. It's all on the pen.
Amen.
It's always in the music.
Come on.
So I got to keep it authentic. I keep it authentic. Whatever I'm feeling or ever what I'm going through, I'm going to write it down and I'm going to put it on music. So you're going to hear it.
Amen.
And it's just what it is for me.
Amen. So I guess what you're saying is you just part of the church. Isn't that right?
Part of it.
Oh, Lord. I'd have been chosen, I'd have been broken, gotta say broken, don't curse me broken, it's been a change in my life, there was a time when I was down and now let me tell you about my life. I used to run the streets at night with no exception and no Christ. Me and God spent my whole life, he told me it'd be alright. It came in like a thief in the night, and that is alright. Yeah, he had to change me, ay, the devil can have me, no, the devil can hold me, ay, and now I live holy. Things happen for a reason, I'm thanking God for the season. I started trusting and believing his word, and now I receive it. Let me tell you how I've been feeling about my pain. I was struggling on the corner, things ain't still the same, I'd have been chosen, I'd have been broken, gotta stay focused, don't curse me broken. Yeah, it's been a change in my life, yeah, it's been a change in my life, yeah, it's been a change in my life, don't curse me broken. I'd have been chosen, I'd have been broken, gotta stay focused, don't curse me broken. It's been a change in my life. Yeah, it's been a change in my life. Yeah, it's been a change in my life. Don't curse me broken. And I slay for it, but I'm made for it. This is my story, and I slay for it, but I'm made for it. This is my story. Hey, facing darker places, situations, cause the face of boss in the road. Hey, but God made me whole. Hey, and now I'm doing shows. They ain't hating on my blessings. But God gave me this. All this time I was dancing. Now I ain't always good. Let me tell you how I've been feeling about my pain. My pain. Hey, I was struggling on the corner. Things ain't still the same. The same. Yeah. I'd have been chosen. I'd have been broken. Gotta stay focused. Don't curse me broken. Yeah, it's been a change in my life. Yeah, it's been a change in my life. Yeah, it's been a change in my life. Don't curse me broken. I'd have been chosen. I'd have been broken. Gotta stay focused. Don't curse me broken. Yeah, it's been a change in my life. Yeah, it's been a change in my life. Yeah, it's been a change in my life. Don't curse me broken.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Fire the gospel experience. Ron E. Jefferson rolling up in your neighborhood, rolling up on your block, on your street.
taking this gospel message to the front line, shining the artist spotlight on Man of God, Millionaire Stunner. Is there a word of wisdom that you'd like to share with us before we let you go, Man of God? Come on with some of that millionaire wisdom.
Yes, I just want to share with everyone that's listening that the Lord is really preparing the world for a second chance. And everybody on this earth has a chance to turn to God correctly while you still here. Everybody has a chance. Everybody has a chance. It's called repentance. All you got to do
is confess
to the Lord your sins and cast all your worries, let him cast all your worries away and trust and believe in him with all your might and give your soul to the right person. Give your soul to the right person. Don't let your soul be thrown away and then you be burning for eternity when you have a chance to actually, it don't matter what age you are. You know, it don't matter how old you are. It don't matter what you've been through, what you're going through. I don't care if you're sitting there with a bunny out right now. Are you drinking? Whatever you're doing, if you're tuned in and you're listening, it's still a chance for you. It's never too late.
Hallelujah.
It's never too late.
Yes.
Don't let nobody sit there and tell you that you failed, that you won't be able to make it into heaven because God allowed his son to die on the cross for us to have a second chance.
Preach.
Because we was all born into this world of sin. And people still gonna leave, and this world still gonna be full of sin. But while you're here, you still have a chance to get your life right.
Amen.
So I encourage anybody that's on the phone line that's listening out there in the world, please give yourself a second chance.
Please.
Like God, give me a second chance to get your life right and live right and to walk into this holiness. No matter what you're going through, whatever your struggles are, if you're struggling with money or whatever it is, you need a job, pray and ask God to give you the mind to be open to reach, to find, to search, because God will speak through people to speak straight to you.
Don't
turn your back on when they're trying to help you. And if you ain't got a church, there's church everywhere. You got churches online now. It's churches on YouTube. It's church on Facebook. Everybody got social media. It's somewhere out there on somebody's social media that's preaching the word of God, that's preaching the gospel that you can tune in to. You don't even have to be at a church home. But just find some place in God. And that's my encouragement.
Beautiful. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful words of encouragement. Man of God, I just want you to know I'm personally proud of you. I commend you for your bold stance that you're taking and representing our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to continue to pray for you and anything that I can do to support you and your ministry, man. All you got to do is get in touch with me and I'm there. Just put my name down. I'm with you, good brother. You hear me?
Yes, sir. I greatly appreciate it and I'm honored. And thank you for having me to be a part of the Fire Gospel Experience,
Fire.
Y'all.
Amen. Be sure and let us know how you can be reached because there's going to be people that want you to come today, revival, today youth organization benefit, whatever they got going on. How can my listeners get in touch with you and share with the listeners also your social media contact so that they can support you on social media, keep up with your ministry, and then where your music can be downloaded, Man of God? Come on with it.
All right. Well, God bless me to be able to be verified on Google. You can go straight to Google on your phone and type in Millionaire Stunner, and all of my music will pop up in music stores around the world. You can go on Facebook and you can type in hashtag Millionaire Stunner, and my Facebook page will pop up. But you can also type in Darius Young Stunner, T-O-B Freeman on Facebook, and it will pop up. But the fastest way that you can find me for Facebook, because I know everybody has a Facebook page, Millionaire Stunner. Millionaire with the S-T-U-N-N-A. Not S-T-U-N-N-E-R. S-T-U-N-N-A. Millionaire. On Instagram. If you want to follow me on Instagram, because some people don't use Facebook. You can go millionaire_stunner. That's S-T-U-N-N-A as well. Millionaire_stunner. TikTok, Millionaire Stunner. Everything is Millionaire Stunner to reach me. And if you want to book me for an event, you can always just go into the inbox, DM me, or you can email me at Darius, D-A-R-I-U-S, Freeman, F-R-E-E-M-A-N, the number 5, at gmail.com, and I will respond.
Got you.
Amen. Listen, man of God, we appreciate you. Looking forward to having you and the rest of your homeboys come with you, talking about good brother EJ Bowden and brother Daryl James. I want y'all to come back, man, and we can chop it up and talk about how good God has transformed your life and all the blessings that he poured out on you. Can we work that out some kind of way? Let's do it.
Yes, sir. We can put it in motion whenever you're ready. Now we're going to be counting blessings from now on.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Don't worry about it, good brother. I stay ready. And you're so right. We're going to count our blessing. Man of God, Millionaire Stunner, also known as Darius Youngster, T.O.B. Freeman, was right here on Shine Artist Spotlight. Fire the gospel experience. Hallelujah. That's how we roll, y'all. We just got anointed people just like that doing what they do on this fire gospel experience. You already know. You've got to know that by now. And if you don't know, guess what? I got a new surprise for you. We ain't even through with that young man. He got to let us know that if you forget one thing, okay, but you better not never ever forget to count your blessings.
They be that sound. You got me on fire. You got me on fire.
I be counting blessings in the morning. I've been out so long, had to earn my stripes. Found the love of Jesus, now they want it, want it. He died on the cross just to save my life. I be counting blessings in the morning. Graphic memories, that's a lifetime.
Take a picture.
I've been down so long, I've been riding right.
I do.
I've been killing demons in the nighttime. I don't go nowhere without my Bible in my right hand. Devil play with me, I get my rifle off the nightstand. Demons running from me, I got angels in my life, man. Gotta pay the cost to be the boss, but that's alright, man. I done put my demons in the dirt. I just put the devil on a shirt. I done hurt they feelings, now they hurt.
They mad.
I just put the demon, got on murk.
He gone.
I be counting lessons in the morning. I've been down so long, had to earn my stripes. About the love of Jesus, now they want it, want it. He died on the cross just to save my life. I be counting blessings in the morning. I've been down so long, had to earn my stripes. About the love of Jesus, now they want it, want it. He died on the cross just to save my life. Thank you, Jesus.
What's going on, family? What's going on? This is Jerry Royce Live Worldwide, a.k.a. the Batman from Charm City, Maryland, and you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, right here on Positive Power, XXI Christian Media.
For every action, there's a reaction.
I just write notes to your spirit. Pray you can hear it, so you be uplifted. Times get rough, times you gon' feel it. Running on empty, like rock solid souls. I'm talking about me, turn my back on the promise. Walked away from his blessings, learned some hard lessons. Hell that I'm catching, said it's hell that I'm catching. Now it's hell that I'm catching. Prodigal daughter, estranged from my father. Dip life and club life, just making things harder. But this ain't the end for me. Still just in his power and favor, and demons can't handle me. Remember that I'm royalty, and who I was born to be. Inspired and teach, the game you can win it. Just keep staying in it, keep praying. He listens to each one of us. Yeah, now I know life is tough. Yeah, but it's children he loves. Reach for his power, reach. Reach for his blessings, reach. Reach for his grace, reach for his mercy and your rightful place, reach. Reach for his power, reach. Reach for his blessings, reach. Reach for his grace, reach for his mercy and your rightful place. Reach for the stars, that's what daddy said, to be proud of your scars. Embrace your identity, never be one of them. Follow the leader type, never me. She not caught up in no clique. Yeah, cause that not be so slick. Kingdom venom, she spit efficiently, bursting these scriptures. Armored up, ready to battle, still cute, taking pictures. Swing buddy misses, I'm a queen, know your place. Ha, know your place, ain't worry about nothing. I'm walking by faith, take back what's mine. Over time, you can't stop me. Jesus, he got me, she know his voice. Now you leave me no choice, yeah. Reach for his power, reach. Reach for his blessings, reach. Reach for his grace, reach for his mercy and your rightful place. Reach for his power, reach for his blessings, reach. Reach for his grace, reach for his mercy and your rightful place. Said you know his Lord. Now you need me no choice.
Woman of God, Alicia Moore, man of God, Stan Edward Moore, brother and sister Moore, telling us to reach. Reach for what? Reach for more excellence in God. Reach so that we can strive to get closer to God as he sees fit. We are embracing for your spiritual consideration from the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. I've been in the Old Testament for a few programs, and I'm going to let Holy Spirit keep me there because that's where he put me. And we're going to be discussing verses 8 through 10, talking about heart and soul. Amen. Goes right there because that's what it's really, really all about when we start talking about heart and soul. The Word of God tells us, and I believe this is from the Amplified Version of the Bible, tells us this, and I promise you, it is going to be food for your soul. And thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord, and do all his commandments which I command thee this day. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in his book of the law. And if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Holy Spirit, God has been impressing upon me about the great significance of our heart and soul. And by now, I'm sure that everyone knows how God has also emphasized to me of the correlation of his and our triune nature, of him being Father, Son, Jesus, Holy Spirit, God in one, and we being mind, body, and soul, man in one. And not to exclude our bodies for this particular discussion, but I must state that where our hearts and souls lead us, that our bodies are certain to follow us. Deuteronomy 30 and 8 says, and thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord and do all his commandments which I command thee this day. We're not simply fortunate to have a gracious God who allows us the great privilege to return, but it is simply an outpouring of his sensitivity, of the love and grace that he extends to us, even and especially when we find ourselves wandering lost and sometimes backslidden. I've been there and done that. Ain't never ever trying on that one again. No, 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 in my pointer sister's singing voices. God says in verse 8, and thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord. There are some that will turn to make apologies, right? But if we examine their hearts, will we find repentance or explanation? Now, it's one thing to be humble and speak, to take responsibilities for our actions, but it's entirely a whole nother different scenario when someone comes with a bunch of jibber jabber after being caught and captured in their hot stinky mess. God not only says turn from your wrong, evil, and wicked ways, but to return, meaning that this isn't our first intentional or unintentional offenses. We are called to make an about face and move away from whatever it is that displeases God and come toward all the good things of God. Deuteronomy 30, 8b portion says, and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. Obedience isn't just a theological principle to be learned and memorized, but to be lived out for God and all the whole wide world to see. And what they see is holiness being lived out in the population of God's people. Verse 9 says, and the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. God has abundant blessings that are stored up with our names on it. The funny thing about that is that it should not be about receiving God's blessing and favor as our primary motive, but it should be to simply and directly please God. Again, this comes from the condition of our hearts. Deuteronomy 3:30, verse 9b portion says, every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land for good, for the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. When God is pleased and determined to pour out his richest blessings, the Bible declares in Proverbs 6 and 7, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. And then over in Psalm 23 and 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed and refreshed my head with oil. My cup overflows. But, beloved, it's all so much based on our obedience, not some half-hearted and some timing, but wholeheartedly and all the timing. And then finally, verse 10, it says, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law, and if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. So remember these scripture words to reference your heart, soul, and life as your biblical gauge, if you will. 1 Corinthians 10 and 31. Whether, therefore, ye eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. And I promise you, that will come from your heart and soul. I am so grateful for y'all tuning in. Y'all have blessed me just by supporting this ministry. I want you to know you can always go to my Twitter page and pull up my archive. I'm right there on Twitter, Fire the Gospel Experience, Ron E. Jefferson 60. I'm also on Instagram, Ronald Jefferson 1. And then you can always pull up any of my archive Fire Gospel Experience ministry programs on YouTube. Just type in my name, Ron E. Jefferson, for the last 4 years. There is quite a collection to bless your soul. Want to thank Man of God, gospel artist, artist in the making. I'm talking about phenomenal Man of God making urban gospel music in a very unique way. man of God, Minister Aaron Banks, came in and he just lit the fire to this whole program. Thank you, man of God. We bless you. We thank God for your spirit. We want you to know that God has continued to use you in great and beautiful and mighty ways. You, Minister Shamika Banks, family, y'all keep doing what y'all doing because y'all bless us and y'all honor God and give him honor, praise, and glory. Thank you, man of God, Millionaire Stunner. Keep doing what you're doing, man of God. God is going to raise up more men like you. As you follow God, you're going to look around and see people following you. I want to leave y'all with this one final word. Please, please, please let this word sink down into your spirit that it doesn't matter, because I've learned that my failures are just as motivating to success as my successes. Someone once said that failure is actually a part of success if you learn from your failures. And amen goes right there. So listen, I want to leave y'all with this awesome man of God. He's doing it big as well. Aloysius Brown, A.B. Brown. He's doing it big, y'all. He got it going on just like that. He just wants to let Jesus save you. I promise you. Let him in. Come on, A.B. Brown. Let's talk about how Jesus is a savior. So, won't he do it? He sure will do it. Amen. Goes right there. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray he cover you, keep you, bless you, and deliver you to a abundant life according to your faithfulness. So stay faithful and trust in him. Give him praise, give him honor, give him glory, and watch him return blessings that you haven't even prayed for yet. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all be blessed.
Let Jesus save you. Don't be no fool. Let Jesus save you. Don't be no fool. Accept Jesus in your heart as your savior. Don't let the devil stop you from being saved. Know that Jesus died on the cross for all of your sins. Satan wants to win, but don't let him win. You can depend on the Lord to comfort you through the Holy Ghost, the one that the Lord sent to comfort us. It's here with us. All you gotta do is ask and you shall receive the blessings from the Lord. Let Jesus save you. Don't be no fool. Let Jesus save you. Don't be no fool. I asked Jesus to be my savior many years ago. Didn't want to go to hell. Don't seem like that's the place to go. I would rather go to heaven, a more cleaner place. Hell is unclean. I live the righteous way, thanking the Lord seriously for seeing another way than the profanity and violence every single day. Don't play with the Lord's words. You can disobey. I promise you will be punished. The good Lord loves you. Don't ever forget this. The Lord is your Father, and he said through his Son, Jesus is the only way to him. Let Jesus save you. Let Jesus save you.
Don't be no fool. Let Jesus save you. Don't be no fool. Christian rap.
Share the bill, 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 share the